You are Soundman Joe Smith, manning the JP-1 gear on your first war patrol. This is what those training records meant when they said, the blue chips are down. This is the time you've been waiting for. Your months of training have all been aimed toward blasting those little yellow nips from the face of the ocean. Now's the time you've got to be good. It's now or never, you think, as you swing the gear in a rhythmic, methodical search. Now's the time this gear's got to be good. Your thoughts go back to the sounds of the ships you learned to identify, and you recall the sounds you heard on the training records. Let's see now. On your JP-1 sonic listening gear with the filters set on 500 cycles, a destroyer would sound like this. Our own PT boats have a high-pitched whine which makes them easy to identify. Tankers and freighters usually have a comparatively slow prop beat, and you may even hear their engines. Here is a tanker at 500 yards going 10 knots. A 10,000-ton new passenger freighter of our own fleet has this sort of sound. She's 6,000 yards away, traveling at 10 knots. The sputtering noise you hear is on the sub. Here's a ship with a squeak in her shaft. A small coastal patrol vessel at 6,000 yards. A new light cruiser passing directly overhead at slow speed. She is close enough so you can hear her blowers and auxiliaries right through the hull. When she's out at 15,000 yards and you're checking the bearing with the 6,000 cycle filter cut in and the indicator eye properly adjusted, this is what you'll hear. That's the sort of sound a jet cruiser has too. Our own seaplane tenders sound a lot like our new destroyers. This one has a bad squeak in step with the prop count. And now as you slip through the water, you wish you could hear one of those ships with a Jap accent. Just so you could put this gear to use and show the skipper you know your job.